This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. It's being reported the leader of the Afghan Taliban, Mullah Omar, has died. The BBC is quoting Afghan government sources. The Afghan Taliban has yet to comment on the report. Mullah Omar is credited with helping found the Taliban movement during the chaos of the Afghan civil war in the southern Afghan province of Kandahar. The Taliban, or student movement, eventually grew to take control of Afghanistan from 1996 until its ouster in 2002 during the U.S.-led invasion, after which Omar went into hiding. U.S. government has a $10 million U.S. dollar reward out for his capture for harboring al-Qaeda's leadership in Afghanistan. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has met with Chinese Premier Li Keqiang here in Beijing. Erdogan arriving in China earlier this Wednesday. He's also due to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping. As part of his time in China, Erdogan is expected to oversee the signing of several agreements in areas including transportation, energy, and telecommunications. The purchase of a Chinese-produced long-range surface-to-air missile system is also going to be under discussion. Turkey agreed to buy the system from China 2 years ago. However, the multi-billion U.S. dollar agreement has been held up over concerns in NATO about the compatibility of the weaponry with NATO's current systems. A live fire exercise has taken place as part of the Chinese Navy's current drills in the South China Sea. More than 100 vessels, dozens of aircraft, and missile launch battalions have taken part, firing off dozens of missiles and torpedoes. Navy says the drills themselves are meant to try to increase its troops' combat readiness. The Chinese Navy has been taking steps to try to reassure the international community that its drills are not a threat, noting the drills, which they conduct, are on an annual basis. This year's drills are taking place off the east coast of Hainan. Hong Kong-based Cathay Pacific has been hit with a fine by a court in New Zealand for allowing a passenger on the no-fly list to board a flight to the country. Cathay Pacific has been fined around $4,300 for failing to get approval to allow the passenger to fly into New Zealand. The passenger himself managed to get onto a Cathay Pacific flight after originally being denied boarding on a previous flight from Bangkok. It's the second time Cathay Pacific has been fined for breaking New Zealand's immigration laws. A court in Shanghai has handed down the death penalty to a man who went on a killing spree some 2 years ago. 64-year-old Fan Jianming has been sentenced to death for the murder of 6 people 2 years ago. His rampage began after he beat a coworker to death during a dispute at the chemical factory they worked at. He then got a hold of a hunting rifle, killing 2 more people outside the factory before returning and killing 3 more of his coworkers before police eventually tracked him down. New analysis showing that trade and investment among China and ASEAN member countries continues to rise. Trade among China and the 10 nations in the Association of Southeast Asian Nations is up 1.6% year-on-year, hitting over $220 billion U.S. through the first half. ASEAN trade representing 12% of the total foreign trade volume here in China. Regional grouping has been China's third-largest trading partner since 2010. 2 officials have been removed from their posts after an arson attempt left 2 people hurt on a flight last week here in China. At the same time, operations at the airport in the city of Taizhou and Zhejiang have been suspended. A passenger, armed with a knife, tried twice to set a fire on a flight from Taizhou to Guangzhou. It's being reported the suspect may have used gasoline to start the fire. The suspect was subdued by the air crew and passengers. The Shenzhen Airlines flight landed safely in Guangzhou. It's not clear what the suspect's motivation was. Authorities now trying to work out exactly how the passenger was able to smuggle a knife, gasoline, and a lighter onto the flight. At least 6 people are dead following the collapse of a residential building in western India. A number of others are still believed to be trapped under the rubble. It's unclear how many may still be buried. 10 people have been pulled to safety. Heavy rains are being blamed for the collapse. The building itself, said to be around 40 years old, had reportedly been declared dangerous before its collapse. Yakub Memon, the man sentenced to die tomorrow by hanging in India, has filed a new plea for mercy. He's said to be put to death tomorrow for his role in the 1993 Mumbai bombings, which left more than 250 people dead. Memon is the only one of 10 people convicted of the massacre who's been sentenced to death. The rest have had their death sentences commuted to life in prison. Indian President Pranab Mukherjee rejecting the original plea for clemency last year. Memon has maintained his innocence throughout, maintaining that it was his brother and a mafia don who planned the attacks. Both of those men have never been caught. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.